Hi, good morning, everybody. I apologize for the delay. So I think Os Yud Aleph here. V'asher lo yis'oyer l'kol ha'melachichim yuchpal avono. One who doesn't respond to the words of those who offer him rebuke, yuchpal avono. His sin literally is doubled, right? Kefal. A ganav plays kefal. Because he was admonished and he hardened his heart. And didn't respond. K'moshe ne'emar, techaz ge'ora b'meivin me'hakos k'siel me'ya. What divrei tochacha can accomplish for a discerning person will exceed that which 100 lashes or 100 beatings will accomplish with a fool. Ach miri yevakesh ra, u'malach achzar yishulach bo. Yuchpal avono could be just the phrase, the idiom means that his chait is increased, his chait is compounded. But one wonders if maybe Rabbeinu Yonah intends it even more precisely than that. And maybe what Rabbeinu Yonah has in mind is the following. Right, on one level, maybe not the most conscious of levels, but on one level, the essence of chait is the rebelliousness shebo, is the failure to be nichna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person denies responsibility for chait, when a person is not chazer b'tshuva, so on a certain level, he's perpetuating that chait. Once the chait happens, so then it's, in a certain sense, a replay of the chait, in the sense of perpetuating the rebelliousness by not doing the tshuva. Now, again, so let's say the person ate in the vela. So it's not a replay of the chait in the sense that he's eating nevela a second time, but the core of the chait, the core of that act of eating nevela is the merida shabo, is the rebelliousness shabo, is the failure to be nichna to Dvar Hashem. When the person refuses, when the person's intransigence results in the not doing tshuva, so that replays the chait. And in that sense, he's talking that Rabbeinu Yonah means yuchpal in a very precise sense. It's interesting, the phrase for hikshas libo. The association is clear in terms of Paro. What does it mean there in context of that Paro is hikshas libo? So in that context, the sense of the pasuk is that be'emes, Paro has every reason and is even instinctively inclined to give in. Because the course of action he's on, I mean, everyone agrees that Paro has Bechira at least at a certain point. And let's go with the Mahalach now of Rashi and the Rambam, that it's only for the first five Makos. But at whatever point Paro still had Bechira, so let's go with Rashi and the Rambam. Let's align Rabbeinu Yonah with that school of thought that Paro, that it was Paro himself was being Makshas Libo for the first five. Well, even if you go with the Mahalach that throughout the Esser Makos Paro doesn't have Bechira, the Hikshas Libo means that there's a perverse counter force which is being intentionally exerted and applied. Already by the fifth Maka, it's quite clear that Paro is up against something, someone greater than he. And to not be nichna, it's not simply that Paro doesn't listen. No, Bal Korcho, he listens, he hears, he knows, and there's a part of him that instinctively, correctly wants to react in a way that will lead to self-preservation. And the Hikshas Libo requires a concerted counter effort. Right? That's what the semantics of the Hikshas Libo are. So Rabbeinu Yonah is suggesting here that l'chora, that there's a similar dynamic that happens when we're resisting divrei tochacha. It's not simply, we think of it as, well, the status quo is that this is my matzah, this is where I am. And what can I tell you? The divrei tochacha didn't register. They didn't hit home. They didn't arouse a reaction. I didn't take advantage of the divrei tochacha. I didn't internalize the divrei tochacha. So we sort of see it as just a passive lack of hisorus. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, the ashilo yisora, the lack of hisorus, is not just a passivity, a physical, spiritual inertia. The lack of hisorus is because there's pushback. Because on one level, the natural thing is that a person should do tshuva. That's really what the natural response is. The same way the natural response for Paro was to give in, not to stick to his suicidal course of action. And the lack of hisorus isn't just a passivity. It isn't just a spiritual inertia and laziness. It's actively, perversely pushing back. It's actively, perversely, you know, as it were, figuratively putting one's fingers in one's ears so as not to be affected, so as not to be moved by the divrei tochacha. That insight is very penetrating, and Beina Yeser has the following implication. It means that if only a person doesn't allow that counter reaction, sort of that perverse counter reaction, there's something very natural about the tshuva process. Now, natural doesn't mean easy necessarily. That doesn't mean easy. But there's something natural about the tshuva process. if a person doesn't allow this hiksha es libo counter reaction or counter force, so then the natural reaction, again, not a natural reaction which makes it easy, but the natural reaction is that we should do tshuva. Perish, says Rabbeinu Yonah, ha'isha ra lo yikana l'kol ha'mochichem. An evil person doesn't submit to the words of those who offer rebuke. Ach yivakesh lahamros. But he looks to continue rebelling, to rebel further. V'sachas kilo nichas midivi ha'malach ha'mochich. And since he didn't submit to the words of the messenger who offered words of rebuke, malach achzari yishulach bo, an evil messenger, right? The first malach, that doesn't mean an angel, right? The first malach means, I don't know, the darshan we went to listen to, the Baal Musar, who's shmuz we went to listen to. It doesn't mean a malach. The malach achzari yishulach bo does refer to a malach. But that's a midah keneged midah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ki ha-mochichim nikru'u malochim, shenema v'ayiyu mal'ivim b'malochei ho'elokim uvozen dvorov umitatim b'neviyov. Interesting. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains to us that a mochiach is nikru'u malach. A malach, I think we correctly associate and understand, means that he's on a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the message being delivered when Hosea, Amos, any of the Nevi'im enjoy a Nevuah, so the message being delivered is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're privileged to hear genuine divrei tochacha, so we should recognize that that too, albeit not through a prophetic medium, but that too is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How about shluchim lamakom? It doesn't have the status of nevuah. The person is not going to be chayav misa for being over al duvei anovi, obviously. So the equivalence obviously doesn't begin to exist on that level, but it very much exists on another level. And it's not just a question of nomenclature here, that malochim, mochichim, nikra malochim. It reflects something fundamental about substance and content. Divrei Torah advar Hashem. When a mochiach makes us aware of where we've strayed, so that very much is a message. Again, albeit not through the medium of nevuah. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for now, and Bli Nedar and Hashem, we'll pick up with the sugya of Al and Lamed at 12:45 Bli Nedar and Hashem. Okay, have a good productive morning, Rabbi Sa. Everyone should be well, be safe, as a Hashem.